21.
Fianna Fáil's 20 TDs and 14 senators are waking up here at the Abbey Hotel in Roscommon for the second day of their pre-parliamentary think-in. We'll be hearing from some of them later and talking to party leader Micheál Martin, who yesterday accused the government of living a lie and cooking the books on their health policy and spending, saying they have knowingly put patients at risk. Fine Gael TD Gerry Buttermer is chairperson of the Oireachtas Committee on Health and Children. He's in our Cork studio. Good morning, Gerry Buttermer.
Good morning, Gavin.
Your government's big plans for health are on hold or delayed. Plans to scrap hundreds of thousands of medical cards are gone. And already this year, there's half a billion euro hole in the health budget. What part of Micheál Martin's analysis is wrong?
Well, first of all, Micheál Martin promised an end to the punch and judy politics, but what we've seen from him is trying to scare people. Secondly, his party in 3.5 years have not published a health plan. We've seen no health policy from Fianna Fáil. Thirdly, under Micheál Martin and under Fianna Fáil, we saw three things in health. First of all, we saw budget overruns for 14 of the 17 years. Secondly, we saw Micheál Martin's Minister for Health presiding over a health supplementary to the tune of 200 plus million. And thirdly, in regard to health overspend, Micheál Martin and his government farmed out health policy to the Progressive Democrats and refused to take the Department of Health. And
yes, his analysis of your government's health position, in what part is he wrong?
He's wrong in many issues. First of all, we have a government health policy which is based upon a very simple and very clear core objective that we will have a health system delivering to people on their medical need, not on the basis of what's in their pocket, having a single universal health system. And I would challenge Fianna Fáil to come clean to the Irish people this morning and to say, are they in favour of this type of a policy, or do they want a continuation of the status quo? Thirdly, in regard to the government health policy, as articulated by the previous minister and now by the new minister, we're seeing the GP under sixes being talked with the IMO. We've seen the minister talking about stabilisation of the cost of the health insurance. We're looking at reducing the cost of medicines and work continuing regarding Healthy Ireland, Children's Hospital,
The two major planks of your government's health policy, free GP care for all by 2016, universal health insurance in the second term of government. The health minister has already conceded that that's not going to happen in time or at all. I mean, there's nothing wrong with admitting that you've got it wrong, but hasn't Micheál Martin a point when he says that your health policy is in tatters?
No. First of all, regarding the free GP care and sixes, there's consultation and talks taking place with the RMO, and the minister is correct in saying that we shouldn't put a timeline regarding this because there is no sense in putting a timeline when, if you miss the timeline, people will be critical. And then regarding universal health insurance, the minister has talked about pausing the unfurling of UHI, and we've always said as a government it would take 2 terms. And if you look at what the building blocks have been put in place regarding the achievement of universal health insurance through the special delivery unit, through the creation of the hospital groups, the clinical directorates, the reform of the HSC by appointing HSC directorates, and reform of the VHI, all steady, sensible building blocks leading towards UHI, as we said, by 2019.
Which has been delayed.
I think it is important.
Already, for example, for this year, not only has the HSE overspent, but in order to meet its own targets, at least 700 staff a month will need to go between now and the end of the year. Is that going to happen?
Well, that's the worst case scenario presented this morning in the Irish Times, I believe. But what we must put in context here is, under this government, we have seen reform of the health system. We have seen a reduction in waiting times. We've seen outpatient appointments being streamlined for once. We've seen the creation of a single monitor to watch, trolley watch, taking the INMO figures.
Which has increased again.
No, the waiting times have been reduced under the government. So under this government, our movement is towards single-tier health system. That's the policy. That is the objective as being articulated by the Minister for Health and by the government. That is still government policy. What we have seen is the building blocks towards UHI being put in place. If it takes a bit longer to get there, isn't it better to get it right and not have the mistakes made in the past, which we saw under the Fianna Fáil PD governments, where we saw an exponential increase, quadrupling of health spending, with more people being put into place, yet the health system was a disaster.
Gerry Buttermer, Fine Gael TD and chairperson of the Oireachtas Committee on Health and Children. Thank you for speaking to us this morning.
Gavin.
There'll be more on this with the Fianna Fáil leader, Micheál Martin, later in the programme. It's 26 minutes past 7.